Now this is a dictation for Michael Gibson, G-I-B-S-O-N, July 655. Address as a letter to Allison, A-L-L-I-S-O-N, Clump, K-L-U-M-P-P, P-8 at 810-600-9882. Dear Mrs. Clump, a follow-up for Mr. Gibson, chronic kidney disease. I saw him in the hospital a couple of years ago at the time of coronavirus. He uses oxygen 24 hours, 2 liters, also CPAP machine, uses a cane. There is some memory issues. He lives with the daughter who provides care and meals, denies changing appetite or weight, denies vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, no nocturnal continence, infection, cloudiness of blood, no recent, no gross edema, no gross claudication symptoms, some degree of dyspnea, but no purulent material hemoptysis, no gross orthopnea PND, no chest pain palpitation, review system otherwise is negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. On diabetes, gout, depression, cholesterol medications, enlargement of the prostate. The only potential blood pressure will be propranolol. He denies tremors or migraines. No anti-inflammatory agents. Prior metformin discontinued because of renal failure. To refresh the past medical history, prior smoker COPD. Respiratory failure on oxygen, dementia, hypertension, diabetes, obesity, sleep apnea. Prior kidney ultrasound, this is from December 2020. 9.6 on the right, 10.6 on the left without obstruction, no reported post-void urine, has preserved ejection fraction, minor other abnormalities. On physical exam, blood pressure 110/68 on the right, 112/60 on the left. Overweight 234, 67 inches tall. No gross respiratory distress. Lungs are clear. Few premature beats. No pericardial rap. No gross carotid bruise. JBD. Obesity of the abdomen. No ascites, tenderness, or masses. No major edema. History of the vein thrombosis on the right side. He recalls being on anticoagulated for a few months. He doesn't recall pulmonary embolism. He denies any history of coronary artery disease, TIS, stroke, gastrointestinal bleeding, or liver disease. Next paragraph. There was a recent increase of creatinine 2.9 that has returned now to baseline 1.6. Next paragraph. Other chemistries. Normal sodium, potassium, acid base. Normal calcium, albumin. Liver function test not elevated. Present GFR 44 for a creatinine of 1.6. No protein in the urine. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. a recent change of kidney function but has returned to baseline. No symptoms of uremic encephalopathy, pericarditis. He has dementia. This is not uremic encephalopathy. Blood pressure appears to be stable. Kidney ultrasound without obstruction. Post-void residual was not done, that we are going to repeat. Blood pressure in the low side but not symptomatic. Monitor chemistry every 3 months. Monitor PTH for secondary hyperparathyroidism. Because of anemia and age, we are going to do monoclonal protein. Plan to see him back in 6 months in Mount Pleasant. End of dictation.